So again, getting back to your global take on checkpoint inhibitors and lung cancer, you sort of threw out the figure of 5% for pneumonitis. What other complications do you see with these agents that are the most common? What are the risks? Specifically curious about colitis and endocrine problems.
Well, certainly thyroid dysfunction is very common. I think we probably have low double digits, maybe 10-15% in our experience, which I think replicates what we see in the trials. Fortunately, it's something that's common enough and followable enough that we can get thyroid function tests on a regular basis. It's baked into our protocols. And so it's something that we're usually able to identify quickly and handle and usually not have to suspend treatment for. The rarer endocrinopathies, let's say diabetes, we see that a handful of times, definitely 1% or less. Some of the other endocrinopathies we see. And I think that we've just become very, very quick when we see any derangement to be sharing these patients with our endocrinologists and kind of trying our best to keep patients on treatment if we can manage symptoms like with hyperhypothyroidism, but otherwise to really manage aggressively. I'd say the other things we're seeing, maybe even more than I expected, rash, sometimes just bothersome, but sometimes actually severe enough that we are sending folks for dermatology referral much more quickly. Fortunately, we have kind of forged really good relationships with our dermatologists in the oncology setting for side effects of other targeted therapies and treatments. So we already have a good relationship, but a lot of folks we are having to refer over for management of rash that can be problematic. I think I've seen more, and this is more of a nuisance issue, but I've seen it more than I think I've heard it reported. I have so many patients who have pruritus, and sometimes just annoying, and we can manage it with diphenhydramine or what have you, but sometimes severe enough, affecting quality of life and sleep enough that we entertain at least the idea of treatment hold. And then the other one that I think has been interesting, a lot of migratory arthralgias and such, sometimes very classic, even kind of swollen joints and discomfort, but often more subjective, saying, today my left hip hurts, tomorrow my hands hurt, and we just, kind of follow those over time. And I've made a couple of referrals to rheumatology to help out. Sometimes what I wind up doing or having to do is brief holds or brief pulses of steroid to kind of help address that.